In case you forgot, last time on Burning Edge.
During some high-level negotiations the team was sent by Evo to protect, things started to go wrong. An unknown adversarial team has infiltrated the hotel. Mike has seen the invaders in the Astral. Cassandra is staging a strategic retreat back to the team after investigating the carnage of the opponent's breach point. Catherine is trying her best to get the unwilling and bulky principal to leave the negotiation to get to a more defensible position. Jean-Baptiste has managed to get a message through the noise out to their car, as well as their Evo response team. Finally, Micah is heading to meet the team via the employee back hallways. Cassandra is making a strategic retreat down the hallway.
Coming up on the initially thermited open door.
So you're retreating from that, correct?
Yeah, I'm retreating back towards the rest of the team because we've already got the client out of the room that was about to be reached.
So Cassandra is coming down the hall away from where she found evidence of a hostile team breaching the hotel, making her way back towards Kat and Mr. Garrow. Kat is trying her best with her small frame to protect him from any potential bullets coming down said hallway. Unfortunately, she is a small-ish individual, and he is fat. Cassandra has started to hear footsteps coming down the hall. She has not seen any of the bad guys just yet. It's a long, straight hallway. About halfway through it is where the UCAS security team and Kat and Mr. Garrow are coming out of the doorway next to the UCAS team. At the very end of it, maybe 30 meters away, you can see that JB and Micah have taken up positions to try to cover your escape.
Seeing that the rest of the team has basically gotten into position to cover, Cassandra's just going to go ahead and turn around and just start running for the door to get back out to the group so we can start moving the client. Over the DNI.
They don't seem to have noticed that I was moving in there after them at all. I guess they're still setting up for breach or trying to figure out what all the noise is. I'm on my way back out. Friendly, do not shoot.
I see you. Mr. Garrow is being uncooperative.
What else is new?
So as you get close to the UCAS team, their eyes widen because you're kind of running relatively quickly and they still don't know what's going on.
As there's visual on the UCAS guys, Cassandra will very quickly roll her eyes and say, friendly, as she's moving over.
As you get near them, they definitely take note of your flight, and their training kind of kicks in. Clearly, it's not as good as your training, but they have decided that there is potentially something going on. You see the front guy, he's a dwarf. He immediately draws his pistol and points it back past where you are, drops to a knee. Guy behind him similarly draws his sidearm and similarly points it down the hall.
Cassandra will stack on the opposite side of the door from them, setting up as they've come down the hall, and she'll just take the other side of the door to help fill that position until their next man shows up, or until we start getting Garrow out of here.
And Kat is still trying to push this heavy set.
Please. Someone's on the premises.
At the end of the hall, see some movement. You see a guy kind of peek out before anyone can really take a shot, drops back behind the corner. You can't hear what they're saying, but clearly they're communicating with each other, trying to figure out what's going on, how they're going to continue. JB and Micah, are you doing anything at the other end of the hall?
Micah can get a line of sight on somebody on this opposition that are here. Can she get line of sight?
I don't know if you can lock on when, the guy peeked his head out to kind of see
no,
the lay of it.
All right. So out of one doorway, is there another doorway into this place?
Into the room where...
they are?
No, you're at one end of a hall that kind of goes into the lobby.
Yeah.
At the very far end is a T.
Okay.
To the right, there's a door to the outside. To the left goes to the employee area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the laundromat and the kitchen and that sort of thing. And they are down towards the employee area that they breached.
And they just peeked around the corner.
They just peeked. Like that tactical, three hostiles or whatever, however many people they can count in no time, getting ready to decide how they're going to maneuver.
Michael, pull her gun out, and she's going to DNI to JB.
JB, floor plans. Another way to get over to that area, this hotel.
Micah, it should already be in your system. Do you not have them?
She's going to roll her eyes.
Is it too much to ask just for you to send me, like, a route? Like, can you just highlight AR route me to a place?
All right.
JB, is there a car incoming?
Yes, there is a car incoming. Where do we want to exit? Let me look at the floor plans and SFC.
I guess I'll look at the floor plans. Is there any way around it?
So there is another employee entrance, like into that back area behind the bar. There's another one. If you continue past the bar, there's another wing. You know, there's another set of elevators or whatever. And down there, there's another employee entrance. So like the staff can kind of come out of any which way. You are in the lobby, so the front door is pretty close to you.
I'm just going to keep trying to get him out the front door. And unless you give me something else I should do.
So Micah's going to start running back to the bar to get the entrance and see if she can come up behind them.
As Cassandra and Kat and Mr. Garrow are making their retreat, luckily kind of shielded by the UCAS security force that has finally decided to join the potential fight, you hear a flashbang go off. Most of you are not looking, or you're far enough away that it doesn't affect you much. And about this time, Cassandra starts to feel not quite right.
As Cassandra is running down, continually checking back behind them, making sure that their back is clear, nothing's about to be a problem from that direction for the client, she sees the flashbang like rolling out into the hall, turns away before it goes off, and it's oddly loud even through her sound dampening earbuds. And that's the first sign that something's a little bit weird. The next sign is when her legs are burning. Her ears are feeling like they're being twisted. It feels as if she's just been struck in the face. She makes it one, two steps, then a stumble, some form of grunt. She doesn't even think much of it. She's in pain and she's not understanding why. She can't have been hit by anything. The flashbang wasn't that close. She's just utterly confused by this whole experience that is starting to creep over. And then, as it surges into an even worse state, she begins to scream. She begins to scream in a horrifying fashion that seems more fit for some form of recreation or war documentary, something depicting scenes of a military hospital. Continues to make this horrific screech of pain, and she collapses to the ground behind the retreating client and Kat.
Kat says down. I don't know what went wrong. Did she get hit by something? Did anyone see?
Oh, I heard a bang. What was that?
It looks like a flashbang.
Kat, you're the one there. What do you mean you can't see? Why is she down?
Distracted, trying to get Garrow to follow me. I can't tell. She just fell down.
Can you get to her?
I can't abandon Garrow.
Cassandra is attempting to sort of kick and scoot her way along the floor, as if trying to proceed towards where she last remembered some sort of aspect of cover or safety.
How close is the door down the hallway?
The door's about midway. They're probably 10 or 15 meters away from you when Cassandra falls.
All right, well, I'm going to run up and try to see what I can see that's wrong with Cassandra. What are you doing? I did not see anyone shoot.
Hurt so much.
Do I see any, like, I see changes happening, right?
It's kind of hard to tell what exactly is going on, but her previously normal-looking skin has started to get kind of covered with fuzz. You probably wouldn't know that it's not mold or fur or hair or something else, maybe a spell affecting her. Like, I don't know how into magical stuff John Baptiste would be.
Not very.
So I don't know if you think it's contagious. It's a team member who is down, whether you would just immediately pick her up and start running.
Yeah, can I just like try to grab her by just like the shoulders and like try to drag her up? See if she can limp along.
Sure. Let's go with a lift and carry test. So you are able to very, very slowly drag.
Oh, you are so heavy. What do you eat?
I don't want to hear that from you.
Fair enough. Can you kick your legs or something? Jeez.
They hurt.
I don't care. We're about to die.
She will start kicking.
Now, JB, you got Cass?
No. She's so heavy.
Kat.
I can't leave Mr. Garrow. I'm sorry.
Kat, knock Garrow out.
What?
Knock him out, and then you can drag him out easier, and you guys can leave. Knock him out.
No.
Kat, we just say it was these other people here. We've already had things exploding. Do you want this to go quick? The only way to save him is knock his ass out.
He's so heavy, there's no way I can actually move him if he's unconscious.
Put him in one of the rolly chairs, Kat.
And Catherine stops just running.
Mike is still going to try to advance to get up behind this team. The only way now to help these two, or help these three, is to shut down this group.
Sure.
Hmm.
Well, I guess let's go into initiative then. One of the guys from the far end of the hall starts rolling across the hall, trying to shoot. At about the same time, the dwarf, with his pretty fast reaction, starts shooting back at him. They're both relatively well armored, and it's kind of a surprising situation, so neither one of them can really draw down to get a good, clean shot at the other one. That takes us to Kat.
Okay, so bullets are now flying down the hallway where Mr. Garrow is, correct?
Yep.
All right, well, she's going to keep trying to get him to keep going and say that to him. But while she does that, and there is a, they're like in a doorway, right? That's what cover they're using.
They're at the far end of the hall. There's a T intersection, so at least one of them is to the, if you're looking down the hall, they're on the left around the corner. And one guy just came rolling while firing wildly through the hall.
I think she's going to hesitate for a second, but then just spend her full, everything she's got on her turn, trying to get Garrow down as fast, to head towards the exit as fast as possible.
So you're going to do your job?
Yes. Keeping herself between him and the people with guns, ready to protect the principal if she has to.
The UCAS dwarf had taken the knee, and behind him, the UCAS human was kind of taking cover valiantly behind a dwarf. So he's still exposed, but they're kind of making a little firing platform with the two of them, bracing for anything that's coming down, trusting their armor to take the brunt of any attacks that they face. And he shoots back at the guy who's rolling across. Basically, you're firing straight down on someone who's got a helmet and not a whole lot of cross-section that you can hit. So it's a very difficult shot. You hear the staccato gun blast as he opens up, dings off the marble floor, kind of ricochets and hits the drywall behind him. That takes us to Micah.
Micah is approaching. Hopefully she's made it through the bar into this employee hallway. So how soon before she actually gets up to where they are? Is there like a door or other hallways that she can use for cover?
The bar is probably 20 meters behind where y'all were. So you kind of have to run around like a, they've got like a wall that sticks out. So you run around that into the bar, have to run down past the bar, like hop over it to get to where the kitchen stuff comes out.
Yeah.
And it's got one of those swinging double doors with the window on it.
So I assume this initiative pass, for lack of a better word, is Micah still negotiating through all of this. So that is what she is doing.
JB did manage to send you a, you know, the overlay, and it's not a short amount of distance that you're going to have to cover.
Mm-hmm. Plus the people and okay.
So while you're doing that, you still, I assume everyone has like open comms so that you can all hear what's going on. You hear more gunfire between the UCAS people shooting at each other, as well as.
I assume somebody's already muted Cassandra on the DNI.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. Catherine probably has, because it only takes mental screaming.
JB?
We?
What you doing?
They haven't fired at any of us, right?
They're firing
at each other, right?
towards you. The unnamed guys at the end of the hall are firing towards you, but they seem more at this point concerned with the UCAS people that have kind of taken up defensive positions.
How close am I to the, how far did I get, Cass?
You got what, 2 successes?
Yes.
Which is less than her body. So you're definitely struggling. I would say you're, 9 meters away? So it's going to take you, 3 combat turns to get there without some help.
All right. Well, I'm going to keep trying to drag this giant lady down the hallway.
Cassandra, would you like to make another composure roll to see if you can get closer to your 10 successes?
Indeed, of which I have 3. Well, I'm down to only needing 6 successes, but I'm also down to 4 dice.
Cool. So you continue to writhe in agony. It's starting to get a little bit better, but you also, your vision is changing as the cones and rods in your eyes change configurations so that you see a little bit different. Sounds are starting to become more pronounced further distance. Feel your nose start to twitch. I assume that's going to happen.
Yeah, presumably.
Meanwhile, at the end of the hall, the strike team and UCAS guys are still shooting at each other. Kat, I assume you're going to continue doing what you're doing?
Yes, she is.
So you have reached the end of the hall. The lobby itself is pretty open. You can see that some of the uniformed people that work there have taken cover.
Has the literal gunfire made Garrow more cooperative?
He's doing that old guy, I don't know how to respond when gunfire is around me, so he's kind of hunched over and he's trying to run in a serpentine manner.
Oh, wonderful.
Micah, I assume on the map that you can see where Garrow is, so you know that he's at least made it to the lobby. Do you want to continue?
Yes.
Sure. The chef that's back there doing whatever it is that cooks do when they don't have any active orders. Hmm. You know, it's loud in there. They've got music blaring on the radio, so he has not heard the gunfire, but all of a sudden there is a woman running through his kitchen. So he's yelling at you. You make it back through there to kind of a open hallway. Again, it's sterile white. All the walls are scuffed up. It's not nearly as nice as the front guest area. If you were to turn to the right and run down that hall, you would be pretty close to being able to attack these guys. Which takes us back to UCAS people. The UCAS people have kind of made a little bit of a strategic retreat. They're kind of trying to pull back into the room that they came from. I guess where Kat and Mr. Garrow came from, where they're delegates are still holed up. They're kind of going in there to get less bullets shooting at them, which unfortunately for those down the hall means that they're going to be more
bullets.
So, JB.
So, the guys that retreated into the room, are the other guys aiming their weapons towards us?
With those guys out of the way, they will probably be shooting at you next.
All right, I'm going to drop prone and use Cass as cover. And just start firing my gun down the hallway.
I'm pretty sure you're bigger than me by a fair margin.
What?
You're trying to use Cass's cover.
Oh.
As JB.
How tall?
Cass is below average height, and she's not huge.
Yeah, but she's what's your strength and body? 3 and 2?
Body is 3.
Well, I push her up on her side so that her chest is facing out, so I get more cover.
Yeah, of course that's the reason you do it.
Such a gentleman.
Hey, she's not helping at all.
She's in pain.
I don't care. We got a job to do. Get over it, buddy.
To JB's credit, she's better armored than he is.
Very true. And has better body.
All right.
I'm going to fire. There's a guy that's in prone, right? He did that roll move where he's on his knee.
Yeah, sure. He's gotten up and he's shootable. So Ty. Ty goes to the defender. So it's kind of a glancing blow. You hear it ping off of his helmet, slam into the sheetrock behind him. Which takes us back up to Cassandra.
Seriously, Dice? Seriously?
I don't even know if you can edge composure, but I'd be willing to let you if you would like to.
Oh, that was a waste.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's great.
That's why you're 6 hit for composure.
So I'm at 5 out of 10, and rapidly running to the point where I need to get all successes or it's physically impossible to get to. Actually, okay, so if on my 3 dice I roll everything's a success, and my 2 dice I roll everything's a success, I could still make it.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest, like, you're not, when you run out of time, like, it's not like you're just trying to get this over with quicker so that you can join the fight. It's not like if you don't do this, you die. It's it's more like you're trying to cope with the pain and kind of will it down. Let's see, guy 3 is the guy on the right corner, and he is going to shoot. I guess that would be, no, he's probably still shooting at the open doorway where the UCAS team went through. So he's going to take a penalty on that as well. With 0 hits. Turns out shooting at a open doorway that's halfway down a hall is very difficult to do. The UCAS dwarf is going to shoot back at him, which takes us to Catherine. You are in the lobby, relatively safe. I'm not going to make you do a perception test, but there's basically no hostiles. JB got a message out, and you see out front one of your APCs roll up.
Perfect. She's going to push him towards that.
Cool. Anything else? He's no longer resisting, but you probably still need to coax him on with all due haste.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which takes us back to Cassandra.
2 hits. So 3 left to go.
7? Cool.
And so you have to get a hit on every one of the next 3 dice you roll.
Yes. I'm confident.
So that takes us to a new initiative pass. That takes us back to Kat. You are relatively safe. You're about halfway through the lobby. In that time, you've seen that the back of the APC has opened up as well as the driver's side. And you see Reigns Davis is in the driver's seat.
Fantastic. Just going to keep trying to get him closer to the vehicle and get him in.
Cool.
And then it's going to, once she can, hop in after him.
Sure. UCAS people are going to continue shooting, blah, blah, blah. Guy 1 is the one that's rolling, and he got shot at by Jean-Baptiste, so he is going to shoot back. Well, I guess he would technically be shooting at Cassandra, since Jean-Baptiste is valiantly hiding behind her.
And Cassandra can't exactly dodge, right?
I'll let you take a dodge at -4, since you are prone and not really paying attention to the bullets.
Okay, at -4. Mm-hmm. All right.
So the bullets manage to strike, like they have that the chair railing that goes down the hall. One of them digs into that. Another one hits the drywall above your head, and the third of the burst hits off the tile and goes careening down the hall, finally embedding itself in the wall in the lobby. Micah, you are about to show up and give these guys some bad feelings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're running down the hall, you turn right, you see the breached door ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
10 meters past that, the hall makes a right-hand turn back towards your team, and you see a guy with his back to you shooting down the hall, another guy in the hall, and another guy on the other corner.
So as many of the people with the guns who are not my people.
You can't see any of your people right now.
Okay. I want to see if I see, I don't care if it's bad guys or UCAS guys, any peoples I see, I want to use mob control.
Sure. There are 3 bad guys at the end of this hall. You can see all of them.
Okay. So we'll do mob control. I'm going to roll 15 die. I'm going to call this a, we'll do force 4. Let's edge that. And we'll roll my drain, which is really going to hurt because I have to soak 5.
Yay.
Ooh, yes!
Damn it.
Soaked it all.
That's unfortunate.
No, it's not. It's fantastic.
So yeah, with a combined two hits between the three of them.
But here's the good news. Every time it's their turn, they get to try to resist again.
I'm sure that's going to go swimmingly for them. You need to do a complex action to tell... You can tell all of them to do something at the same time?
Yes, it would. All of them, yeah.
Cool. You cast human. It's going to continue shooting, which takes us back to Cassandra.
Do not crit glitch. I got a hit.
That is a hit.
It is less hits than I wanted, because at this point I'm going to have to use the default to get out of this pained state.
Other guy's going to continue shooting JB. Of course, you don't know that Micah has mob-controlled these guys.
I'll just shoot, I guess.
You're shooting at the guy that's kind of in the open in the hall?
Yeah, the one that tried to shoot Cassandra.
Are you doing stick and shock, or you have normal bullets?
No, they're just regular bullets.
Okay, so it's a glancing blow. Back up to Kat.
All right, continuing trying to get him into the vehicle.
So you make it through the front door. Rains Davis is out. A couple of his goons, they're all kind of standing there like, what the dreck? So let's go back inside. Guy three is going to try to resist mob control.
Yeah, on their turn, they would reroll again. They still have the same penalty.
So guy three is now up to two combined.
Okay.
Cool. Cast people, they're going to make haste to try to get through that back door. Back to Cassandra? What you got?
I've got one die.
To get two successes?
Indeed.
And if you roll one, it's a critical glitch automatically, right?
Unfortunately, I rolled a two. So no critical glitches today.
Yeah, that's disappointing for all concerned. Micah.
Then we're just going to, I believe Micah would probably just command them all to just don't move.
Just stand still?
Stand still. That would mean they can't pull triggers, they don't walk, they don't run, they don't turn around and look, they just stand still.
You cast human. He's helping other human get through that door while the dwarf is protecting him, which takes us back to the top of the order. Kat?
Still continuing, same thing, till they're both in the car.
All right, so you're taking him around to the back of the APC to kind of unceremoniously dump him in there?
Yes.
Sure. All right, the UCAS people have gotten that back door open. They're making a retreat, so now they're in the employee stuff. Kind of, if they wanted to, they could come out up behind Micah.
Oh, and as previously stated, Micah has her gun out, so the thing is, it looks like she's just holding her weapon on them and told them to freeze.
Sure.
And they're complying, because she's intimidating with a gun.
She is kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
Cassandra.
He's on his way.
Your term is over. You may now regain control of your body as you realize that you have completely changed.
Cassandra, as soon as she's able to get some sort of sense of her bearings, she rolls herself back flat, undoubtedly annoying JB. As she hears the clatter of her earbuds falling out for some bizarre reason, she reaches under her with her hand that is not in the sling, and grabs them, shoves them in a pocket. She'll worry about it later. And she starts just scrambling to her feet to run towards the end of the hall undercover. Just the first things out of her mouth are, I'm up. I can go. I can move. And she just starts running. She doesn't even check over JB to make sure he's okay and, you know, not horribly injured or needs help.
I can't blame her for that at all.
It's not a spite thing. She's just out of it. I swear.
No, it should be spiting. He used you for cover.
I risked my life to save her.
It's a bit off. Feels really weird as she's running.
But you're faster now, right?
And yeah, she's Sanic fast.
You clear the remaining part of the hall in a few quick bounds. Make it through into the lobby. Would you like to stop at the corner, or are you going to beat feet as well?
Vehicle's already gone, right?
No.
Okay.
Kat and Chuck Garrow just got into the back of one of the APCs. You can see that the There's like a Evo team there.
Okay.
You see Reigns Davis, as well as some people that you don't recognize because they don't matter. They're just generic security goons. I mean, you probably would know who they were, but they don't matter for the sake of the story.
In a time of greater professionalism, she would probably stop at this point and cover the others as we made our way to the APCs. But no, she's in full get out mode. So she's running for the APC.
Sure. Micah, what are you doing down there?
Well, they're not moving, so I guess I'm just going to walk up and disarm them and D&I to everybody else.
Okay. Jean-Baptiste?
All right. I'm going to stand back up and run down the hall.
Towards Micah or towards?
Towards Micah.
Okay. She is at the end of the hall pulling guns from bewildered guys.
Can I grab whatever the guy that was shooting at me? I'm going to grab his gun.
Okay. Since all the guys are neutralized, we can get out of initiative if you would like to just narrate what's going on.
Catherine closes the back doors and goes to a window and starts looking out the windows looking for any other approaching contacts once Mr. Garrow is within the safety of the APC.
Cassandra's trying to find some way to comfortably rest / sit in the APC, not having a lot of luck for some odd reason.
Okay.
Also, pointedly not noticing the odd twitchiness around her head.
You are getting some weird looks from the rest of the security team, as well as, of course, Kat and...
Yeah, Catherine is definitely, after she sees Cassandra, just stops and like stares at her.
She's pointedly ignoring all of this.
JB and Micah.
I'm going to look towards Micah. I'm going to pull out my metal restraints and throw it to her casually and go, cuff him, kid.
She's not catching, though. She's just going to let him fall to the ground.
I'm not going to acknowledge that. I'm going to restrain the guy that I'm next to that I just took his gun from.
She'll make another command for them to just line up against the wall.
I'm still going to be trying to bind his hand as he's walking away.
And D&I, I'm guessing somebody's called Knight Errant, right?
Yeah. If I had to guess.
I didn't. Was I supposed to?
Do we not want to take them ourselves? Figure out who tried to kill us?
She'll get a mischievous smile on her face. It's not a bad idea, JB. Tell you what, you pick one of these guys and we'll take him with us, and the rest we'll give to Knight Errant. And then the one you pick, we'll go have a private talk with him.
Is there any, like, insignia on these guys that would indicate, like, a rank?
They've got just generic black fatigues. About this time over your comlinks, Reigns Davis pipes up.
Jean-Baptiste, Micah, I'm gonna need a sit rep ASAP.
We have, three suspects in custody. They are incapacitated.
I don't give a direct about them. Get up here. We need to make our way out of here with all due haste.
Reigns, I'm not leaving these guys. They just shot a place up. We're not just gonna leave.
You have your orders. We will be leaving in...
That makes no sense. If I leave, these guys are gonna pick up their guns and start shooting again. I'm not walking out of here with people with guns behind me.
You do what you need to do. We are leaving in one mic.
All right.
JB, does this make any sense? You're gonna leave. You're gonna listen to this guy. Seriously.
You wanted to leave the rest for Knight Errant. Let's just grab one and go.
Well, I was gonna wait for Knight Errant to show up. I wasn't just gonna walk out of here.
Yeah, let the hotel deal with it.
I'm gonna grab the guy that was standing the furthest away from the shooting, because I'm gonna assume he's the leader. And I'm going to make my way towards the front.
He's not resisting a whole lot. More, he seems to be like putting up a show of resisting rather than actually resisting. Micah, are you going as well?
Yeah, but she's going to grab all their guns and take them with.
As soon as you turn your back, the two guys run towards that other exit, the one towards the pool.
Okay.
And you're heading towards the front?
Yeah.
Finally, y'all get out there and Reigns has asked that Catherine and Chuck step out of the APC. He assures you everything's safe now, now that the cavalry has arrived. So, anyone want to tell me what the frag just happened?
I'm going to say some bad things went down, but we performed excellently and should get a race.
Catherine sends him the neural feed of everything that happened in the last 3 minutes.
He raises an eyebrow at Micah after the raise comment. Huh. Well,
Chief, I don't feel right.
Yeah, what the absolute frag happened to you? You look unnatural.
What does she look
like? Yeah, this would probably be a good time. What do you look like?
It would seem that you're not quite sure what it is, but something's slightly off about her face. It's almost as if the bridge of her nose is just a little wider, slightly flatter than you're used to. What really draws attention away from that are the long, twitching, fuzzy-looking, well, there's no two ways about it. She's got a long pair of brown, black-tipped rabbit ears, about twice the length of her head, just barely avoiding brushing the top of the APC, and it's clear that they're not just some sort of bizarre hair or head ornament, because they're twitching, and they're responding to every little tink or shuffle of fabric. Her normal bravado and attempt at a calm demeanor is utterly shattered under these recent events, as she is standing there wide-eyed, visibly disturbed.
Catherine goes and stands like right next to her.
She also keeps on shuffling in her seat back and forth, favoring one side over the other, it seems. After a while, she finally gets frustrated, fishes around in her pants for a moment, and fishes out a currently somewhat matted, short, puffy rabbit tail.
Reigns looks over to you and the look of revulsion on his face. Get that thing out of my truck right this minute. Chuck, can I have a word with you? And he pulls Chuck over to the side and they start talking.
I think Michael indicate to Cass to take a step out of the vehicle.
Cass eventually does step out of the vehicle.
And Michael step out with her. Go ahead.
She gets out of the vehicle, scrunches up her nose a bit. I really don't feel right.
Catherine doesn't get out of the vehicle, but moves next to the door so that she's nearby with the door open.
What the hell is with this?
Micah's gonna look concerned. Cass,
what?
What's going on?
You all keep looking at me. I don't know what.
I'm gonna patch Micah's scopes or whatever directly into her eyes so that Cassandra can see herself through our eyes.
The second the image link comes up, she just stops, like freezes as if you were looking at a statue. Slumps back against the door of the APC before reaching an arm up to catch herself.
Oh, God.
What the... Cat, are you contagious?
No.
Are you sure?
Like, yes, I'm completely sure, actually.
What is this?
Cass, it's a completely different animal, so to speak.
It looks the same to me.
How do you know that's how this works?
Well, I don't know. Did you take something? Did you get hit with something in there, or?
I don't know. I mean, do you see a dart sticking out of me? Do you see anything with your...
I'm not a vet. I don't know how to look.
Oh God. I look like a freaking bar girl.
I mean, maybe in some different clothes, yeah.
Not helping.
All right, I don't know how to help. I've never had a coworker turn into a rabbit. I'm trying. Cass, I'm trying, but it's hard with your cute nose and the ears. I'm sorry.
Oh, this is all wrong.
Catherine gives a little clap.
So, can you change back?
I didn't try to do this in the first place, Jamie.
Well, you what haven't you tried think? To change back. He's right. You don't know. Yeah, maybe you can try. Just think hard.
Yeah.
Catherine shakes her head.
After a moment, Cassandra just kind of closes her eyes. Squats a bit, clenches her hands. You're not sure if she's trying to change back or if she's expressing that she's constipated.
Doesn't seem to be doing much. Are the ears going down?
No.
Let me see.
So about this time, Chuck and Reigns come back over. All right, so So Chuck here has let me in on what he thinks happened. He said that there were some unnamed individuals that tried to take out the proceedings. Is that correct?
I mean, wouldn't Mr. Garrow know? Why wouldn't you just take his word for it?
There's a problem with that. And the problem with that, and he pulls his pistol out and shoots Chuck Garrow in the head. The problem is, it's now your problem. And he tosses the gun to you and loads up into his APC along with his goons.
What? I have to say, the moment after he does that, Catherine is going to open fire on him.
On a car driving away, yeah.
Yeah, as soon as she can. She can have a gun in her hand as a free action and start unloading.
In the distance, before the rest of you hear it, Cassandra hears it first, but you can start to hear the sirens of Knight Errant.
Catherine starts crying and rips open a package of trauma patches and puts one on Garrow in a futile effort.
Cat, he's gone, and I think Chief was screwing us. Knight Errant's already on her way.
Catherine is beginning to sob and frantically trying to get Mr. Garrow to start breathing again.
We need to go. We need to leave, like, now.
I can't.
Cat, he's dead.
I know.
Job's over. Done.
Yeah.
And unless you want to spend your time in a little bitty room for the rest of your life, you're going to get up, you're going to get your stuff, and we're going to go.
Don't understand. I can't run.
Cassandra's going to turn, look at Kat, start getting ready to back up Micah, but her eyes are going to linger on the cyber arm that we, you know, just were reminded of how it works and its existence. Had a gun extend out of it. And slowly Cassandra's ears just lay low and back. And she's like, Micah, I think, what are the odds she's got a cranial? I mean, she's got all that other cyber, right? Company policy cyber.
So I think pretty much when Cass says, what are the chances she has something? Micah's going to sense it and see that there may be something there, but Micah's not going to say anything. This is not the time to share that. She's basically going to say, everybody looks fine. We got to go.
I can't. I've got
JB. JB, help me drag her.
Yeah, you guys are going to drag her.
In the distance, you still hear some sirens from Knight Errant coming into the cul-de-sac, you know, where they have like the overhang, and y'all are kind of standing under that overhang. A Ares Roadmaster comes barreling in, tires screeching, pulls up right in front of you, and the window rolls down.
Micah, JB, Kat, do you need some help? Looks like you guys are in trouble.
Yeah.
What? Deuce! Cat, it's Deuce. Come on, you like Deuce. Let's go.
I can't. I've got a leash.
What?
Whether I run or not, they're going to drag me back.
Will you stay with Garrow?
Yeah.
Anyone want to help me put him in the backseat?
No, that's not what I meant.
Well, I mean, if you have to stay with him, come on, help me.
No, I've got to stay here and wait.
Yeah, no.
Well, Mr. Garrow is leaving. I'm going to start dragging his body towards the backseat.
Cat, don't make me make you.
Come on, Cat, you can't stay here.
Get in the car, now.
Well, that's all the actual play you're going to hear from Burning Edge. This episode was originally recorded September 12th of 2019. Today is April 25th, 2021, to let you know how long we've been at this. As I mentioned in the State of the Pod episode, we're not going to be releasing any of the content we recorded for Season 2. But while we were trying to record Season 2, we started recording some discussion podcasts about various topics that we'll start releasing next week, starting with Sins and the Sinless in the Six World. We started recording those when a player or two was unable to attend a scheduled recording session for whatever reason, to keep the rest of us on track. In hindsight, we probably should have kept the plot moving on. It might have saved the podcast. Anyway, hopefully you'll enjoy those. Our Discord is still up with an invite available at burning-edge.digitaldarkness.com/discord. Those of us still around would love to hear your thoughts on the actual play or the upcoming discussion episodes. Anyway, chummers, stay safe in the shadows. We'll see you around.
I'm Jeff Allin, and I play Jean-Baptiste.
Hi, I'm Jupiter Sanders, and I am the voice of Micah.
The character Deuce is voiced by me, Jake.
I am DG7-C-S, open bracket A, close bracket, dash C4T13. And I am played by Tempest.
Hello, I'm Cassandra Miller, and I'm played by Quar.
The Topps Company, Incorporated has sole ownership of the names, logo, artwork, marks, photographs, sounds, audio, video, and or any proprietary material used in connection with the game Shadowrun. The Topps Company, Incorporated has granted permission to Burning Edge to use such names, logos, artworks, marks, and or any proprietary materials for promotional and informational purposes on its website and podcast, but does not endorse and is not affiliated with Burning Edge in any official capacity whatsoever.
Till 8:45 in the future, so I can grab a drink. Woot woot. Okay.
Oh, goody.
Woot woot. So I can sound happier, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Now she just sounds mad. No, I was too creeped out by all the tentacles.
Anyway, we're just going to leave that a mystery for people. They don't need to figure out what it means. That's fine. Don't worry.
I'm not offering.
No. Unless it's a Patreon reward, then you'll spill your guts, you shameless shill.
I mean, we'll cross that bridge when it comes to it. That might be a second or third tier reward. I don't have a whole lot of pride. Let me be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
Look, you are a rabbit, therefore your feet are rabbit's feet.
She has ears and a tail, and she has weird muscles in her legs.
If anyone ever kills you, they are cutting your foot off and turning it into a lucky charm.
Oh my goodness.
You know, the sad thing is, with the way Shadowrun works, that might actually work.
Prove me wrong.
It's a totem, right?
Yeah, yep. They just turned it into a damn totem.
And now I know what kind of bounty hunters to send after you.
This is my agility focus. It's just yes. A human foot.
Do I have any penalties to rolling initiative?
Go ahead and do it, and we'll figure it out.
Okay, so...
Okay, so...
Are you enjoying cheese? Is that what's going on?
Now I'm hungry.
Right.
How's this queso?
Now JP's gonna end up going to the buffet, find some queso.
You said you wanted queso. And I can't have them do anything that they would not normally do, like, you know, eat a bullet.
Sure.
Unless I use psychology to make them suicidal first.
Amazing.
Which I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
You have any idea how long that would take?
I know, right?
Tell me about your mother.
I would rather eat a bullet.